Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Very excited to welcome into the show Nan Heyworth, a former member of Congress and a very active and intelligent woman about all of the news of the day. Nan, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, a privilege, Annie. Thank you.
So what's your reaction? I want to ask you about William Barr in a second, but first the shutdown continuing into its 24th day. It appears as though we are no closer today to some sort of agreement than we ever were, if not further apart. How does this end?
Well, one of the sides will eventually determine that the political unpalatability of their position is no longer tolerable. Basically, and that's what's going to happen. Now, I certainly feel strongly that the Democrats should be feeling that pressure.
Yeah,
they don't have a leg to stand on in their arguments. Physical barriers have been voted for by Democrats, including the Democratic leaders in the Senate, like Chuck Schumer, over and over again, you know, and in the House, obviously. But, you know, they voted for $8 billion of border funding as part of a $42 billion total package that didn't pass because the then House Republicans objected to certain elements of it in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, under President Obama. So the whole idea that now they can't see fit to contribute more than a dollar, it is just so obvious that it's politically motivated. Does the president have political concerns? Of course he does. Yes, he does. But his concerns are based in a reality that our border needs physical barriers in addition to many other things. And guess what? His, and you know this, Annie, of course, but you know, his request for funding includes far more than just physical barriers. It includes technology. It includes personnel. We need all those things. And it includes $5 billion worth of aid for immigrants, you know, aspiring to enter the country who are sitting at the border waiting to be processed. It's got $5 billion worth of aid for housing for them, for medical care if they need it. So the Democrats have not a leg to stand on.
So, and this is something, I love the way you're putting this, because it really boils it down to the Democrats just have a political issue at hand, and that's
exactly
what they're focusing on. However, I've also heard people say, I want to hear the president, like, give us the numbers, come out with the facts. And the truth is that he's actually been swarming the social media accounts, the press conferences, the Oval Office address with only facts. And
exactly,
that's where when you insert facts and information that are like indisputable,
right,
this is the truth,
right,
and you do
right
this from the Oval Office, people still don't care because the Democrats get the agenda-driven media behind them to push
right
the headlines and the lower thirds that demonize
right
the president. I don't see
right
how the president, even with the facts on his side, can win this argument going forward.
You know, Annie, I learned this when I was in the House Republican Conference,
mm-hmm,
and I had amazing mentors. You know, we had the photo negative, if you will, of the current new House majority. You know,
yeah,
we had a new Republican majority, a lot of neophyte members who needed guidance. And one of the things the great Jeb Hensarling, who was then conference chair, kept telling us was, you have to keep repeating your message consistently and to the point at which you can't imagine no one has heard it. And so it is so crucial to be steadfast in making your points. And the president is very good at standing his ground, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is important. And as you said, Annie, rightly so, use facts. And the other is, the other two elements that I would add is give context. You know, when you have these facts, you know, it's just like, hey, we had a great baseball game. You know, the Cardinals scored 12. And it's like, well, okay, you know, what did the other team score, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like, yeah.
Yeah. Let's have the context. Well, you know, the Yankees had 14. So
yeah,
absolutely. But yeah, exactly. But yeah, sorry, I'm a Yankee fan. But
yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we'll forgive you.
Yeah. I married once, so there you go. But you know, provide context. And the other crucial element, especially for those suburbanites who went for the Democrats in 2018, compassion.
Yeah.
You know, phrase it all, right? And the president, to his credit, you know, and his messaging team with whom he works, as he should, his comms team, started his speech last week with, we have a humanitarian. That was the first thing he said, a humanitarian and security crisis at the border.
Well, we will continue.
Keep emphasizing that.
Yeah, we will continue to watch. We'll keep playing the sound bites on both sides, and they seem to reiterate the same things over and over again. I want to ask you real quick about something that's going to unfold this week as we watch the confirmation hearings for who he used to be, the Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush. He's gone through this process.
Yeah.
William Barr is going to go up against the committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, now chaired by Senator Lindsey Graham, but also he's going to be in front of Democrats that are 2020 hopefuls like Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar. Yeah. Is this going to look Kavanaugh-esque, or is this going to be a breeze?
Oh, I have a feeling it'll look Kavanaugh-esque because they can't help themselves. In fairness, Amy Klobuchar, she is definitely saner than Senators Booker or Harris. But absolutely. I mean, they plumbed the depths of outrage with the way they treated Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, that was now justice, thank God. But they have no shame. So do I say they will do anything they can to embarrass President Trump. They'll do anything they can to make William Barr sound as though somehow he will not represent the best interests of the American people, and that somehow he is going to be a patsy for President Trump in what they consider to be his nefarious scheme, right, to get himself out of the sites of the Mueller investigation, which I think is going to turn out to be not, I think a lot of folks are saying now, look, not going to be a bombshell, whatever it is, you know, not going to be a bombshell. And I firmly believe that the president had nothing to do with anything with Russia in winning that election. But William Barr has said, and hooray, he said, look, I'm not going to impede Mueller, I keep saying Mueller, but Mueller in his investigation. Good, good. So he's already putting the Democrats on notice.
Yeah, and yes, exactly. And, you know, Nan, President Trump has said repeatedly that he's not ending the investigation. He's not looking to, he said he didn't do anything, as would anybody who has been, at least in the court of public opinion, charged and convicted of some very heinous suggestions here. He's defended his own honor, but he hasn't interfered in the investigation as it has gone on. So we would think going forward that the Mueller investigation would go on and wrap up on its own fruition, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Well, precisely. And I agree. Andrew McCarthy in National Review has written the most cogent evaluations of the genesis of this special counsel investigation, and I agree wholeheartedly with him that this should never have happened in the first place. This started as, for better or worse, as an FBI counterintelligence investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you know, that is not the same as a criminal investigation. It is a very different thing. So I agree with Andrew McCarthy, who is, of course, a very seasoned prosecutor and expert, that there was no reason for then Attorney General Sessions to recuse himself. You don't have to recuse yourself from a counterintelligence investigation. If something then develops that looks as though it might lead to a criminal investigation, that in which you might potentially be thought to have a conflict of interest, then recuse yourself. But for a counterintelligence investigation, you don't need to. So this entire Mueller investigation was misconceived from the start. But that said, William Barr and the president are rightly, I think, you know, the consequences of, you know, and the president could say, look, this should never have happened in the first place, therefore end it. But the consequences would be bad for the president. So I think it's better, and for the country. So I think it's better to say, let this play out.
Absolutely. I agree. Nan Hayworth, former member of Congress, a member of the Independent Women's Forum. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Annie. Anytime.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.